On Thursday night, the state of Maryland executed convicted murderer Stephen Okun by lethal injection. Mr. Okun was convicted of the 1987 rape and murder of newlywed Dawn Marie Garvin. He was also convicted of killing two other women during the same spree. One of Mr. Okun's final appeals hinged on the possibility that lethal injection can cause unnecessary suffering, despite the appearance of a peaceful death. Lethal injection is a cocktail of three drugs. A short-term sedative knocks the inmate unconscious. Pancuronium bromide paralyzes the body, and potassium chloride stops the heart. Lawyers representing inmates on death row have argued recently that the sedative, called sodium thiopental, is so short-acting that inmates could possibly regain consciousness in time to feel the agony of a drug-induced heart attack. But because the body is paralyzed, the inmate still appears peaceful. No one will ever know exactly whether or when this has happened, but there are examples of patients undergoing surgery who have awakened to find themselves conscious, but unable to move. 6 years ago, Carol Weir woke up during an eye operation. Her story, which is about 2 minutes long, may not be appropriate for young listeners.
I was told to arrive at the hospital at 8 a.m., and by 8:30, I had IVs running. I remember being transferred to the OR table. I remember going to sleep. The next thing I remember is hearing my surgeon say, "Cut deeper. It takes a lot of force to get an eye out, and you've really got to pull, pull harder." And I thought, oh my God, I need to tell them that I'm awake. I need to scream or talk or something. And yet I knew that no sound was coming out of my mouth. And in more and more panic, I began to say, "I've got to move my head. I've got to move a finger." And I knew that nothing was moving. I was as alert and as awake as I am right now. And I actually saw everything go black when they cut the optic nerve, and just wishing I could die. I didn't care. I just wanted off that table. I was willing to sell my soul. It is really worse than a kidnapping, a building collapsing on you, because in those cases, you can at least scream or scratch, but when you're totally paralyzed, you can't do anything. You are in a body that is dead. I'm certainly not the person I was before this happened. I sleep in a chair. I cannot lie down. It's like being on the operating table. I'm 6.5 years into it now, and it does not go away.
Carol Weir of Reston, Virginia, who runs an organization called the Anesthesia Awareness Campaign. Her story comes to us from Matthew Ozug at Sound Portraits Productions in New York City. To find out more, you can go to our website, npr.org. Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.